This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Anne-Marie Richmond is an author, an FASD facilitator, and the originator of what will become a trilogy of illustrated novels called Moonkissed that follow the experiences and adventures of its main character, Evelina. Evelina is a teenager who excels at art, dislikes math, wants to fall in love, has a mom and dad, a baby brother, and a best friend, and lives with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD, just like a lot of kids. Tamara Nachtigall started illustrating the first book of the trilogy, Meet Evelina, before her 13th birthday. Her clear anime-style drawings make the books accessible to a broad readership, and her youthful perspective has been invaluable to their realistic appeal.
Anne Marie Richmond's goal in writing the Moonkissed trilogy was to provide a unique brand of entertainment and to promote the inclusion of youth who live with FASD. She joins us in the studio today, along with Moonkissed illustrator Tamara Nachtigall. Welcome to People First Radio, you guys. Anne Marie, you have been an FASD practitioner for many years, and the writing you've done in the Moonkissed series comes from your own experiences. Tell us more about the origins of Moonkissed and what inspired you to do this.
Well, I've worked as a facilitator and outreach worker for people who have been marginalized for one reason or another for about 20 years now. And in the first 10 years, there was a group of people that didn't really respond to your normal kind of interventions, and very intriguing people that I felt quite a kinship with. And I discovered in the last 10 years that those were the folks that were living with FASD. So invisible disabilities, they're largely unacknowledged and highly judged in our society. And the ways for people with invisible disabilities to feel included can be a little different than for others. I started out, I was going to write a novel, and the main character's name was Evelina. And then I met this young lady through her mother, who does these amazing drawings and also has this kind of neat, intuitive, artistic style herself.
Tamara, you've brought the main character in the Moonkissed trilogy, Evelina Schwartz, to life by illustrating the first book, which is called Meet Evelina. Tell us more about your experience in doing this work.
Well, I've been doing anime since I was at least 7, and I've had my pencil to the paper since I was 3. I enjoyed anime my entire life, and doing these kind of characters for this kind of reason is what I've always wanted to do with my artistic abilities.
How did Evelina affect you?
Evelina, she feels like someone that I know, because her outlook on life and on school and on art is actually a lot like mine. So I've had a very good connection with her when drawing her.
What were some of the challenges that you experienced as an artist along the way as you tried to portray Evelina and her experiences?
Well, she's a little different than other people, obviously. She has a stronger outlook on other people, so it's a little tricky and yet slightly easy to get her different outlooks on everything and her facial expressions to certain things.
Anne Marie, your son Peter is helping with the graphic design of the book Meet Evelina, adding color to Tamara's original illustrations. Now tell us about the inclusion of young people in this project.
Well, I think the inclusion of young people is very important if you're creating something that you want young people to read, right? So my son has contributed to a lot of the projects that I've done over the years. He has amazing insights and artistic abilities, as well as he's been on the computer since he was 6 years old, so he's much more of a techie than his mom. And having Tamara work with me as well has been, you know, invaluable. she'll look at something and say, oh, no, you know, or I added a little bit of script there or something. He wouldn't say that. Or a theme I might be missing that might be something that the young people are more interested in that I've not got my finger on the pulse anymore. Every project needs to be inclusive of your audience, you know, and the people that you're choosing as your audience. And I don't think that there's as much authenticity to a creation if it's not created by some of the same folks that you're catering to.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
The first book in a new trilogy called Moonkissed will be released at the end of April 2011. Meet Evelina follows the experiences and adventures of its main character, Evelina Schwartz, a young person living with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. The Moonkissed trilogy of graphic novels is the creation of longtime FASD practitioner and facilitator Anne-Marie Richmond. Anne-Marie wrote the books, and she's formed a production team with Tamara Nachtigall, who illustrates the books, and her son Peter Richmond, who provides the graphic design. The goal in writing the Moonkissed trilogy was to provide a unique brand of entertainment and to promote the inclusion of youth who live with FASD. We're joined in the studio by Anne-Marie Richmond and Tamara Nachtigall.
Anne-Marie, tell us more about fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and what the challenges are for specifically individuals and for families. What are the challenges there?
I guess stigma and inclusion kind of sum it up. A fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is the only disorder or diagnosis or assessment that has the name of the cause in it. So anything related to alcohol, it's very easy to point fingers at both the person who's living with it and the mother, right? So there's some challenges around that. The inclusion is challenging because it's an invisible disability and it has some different characteristics. For instance, being able to do something one day and then the next day not being able to do it, or transferring information from one situation to another. Evelina's case, she studies very hard for a math test and then she goes in and she can't do the test in the morning because it's in a different place, in a different situation than she studied. And people tend to think that children are lying or that they've been lazy or that there's been poor parenting involved, when really it's not a won't do it, it's a can't do it.
And touching on parenting, is there emphasis on Evelina's parents reflected in the comic book? Is there a presence of Evelina's parents?
Evelina is adopted, and the only presence of parents in the book for Evelina, in the first book, Meet Evelina, is her adoptive parents are very supportive, sometimes don't understand her, but have been very good advocates for Evelina. So she's been a very fortunate child in the family she's grown up in. We see a little bit more as we go through with the next two comics coming up, which is Crimes of Passion and Being Bo. There's some more examples of family situations in addiction and alcohol-related environments. Yeah.
Tamara, what have you learned about FASD through your work on this novel?
Well, FASD is obviously something that is hard to see when you're talking to a person, but that doesn't make them any different. They're all people, and they have their own story to their life, and we ought to respect that.
What do you think are the biggest challenges that the book's character, Evelina herself, has to face? What did you see her facing as her big challenges in the story?
Well, there are two girls in her high school that enjoy picking on her, and one of her new best friends is named Luke Johnson. He has a crush on Evelina, but one of his old girlfriends were one of the girls that hate Evelina. And so she has to face those two girls, and her friend Keely also tries to help her through all of her pressures in high school.
Now, one thing that that seems to be coming out in our discussion is the fact that young people with FASD are the same as any other young person. Did you see that also in the way that Evelina developed as a character as you were illustrating her?
Yeah, Evelina seems like an ordinary person. She just has stronger outlooks on some things. Like, she has a very sensitive nose. During math class in the book, she could smell a fire from way down the hallway and save the school.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add? We'll start with Anne-Marie Richmond. Is there anything else?
Well, just what Tamara was saying about those strong sensory experiences, that was one of the reasons that we wanted to create this character as well, is that, you know, even though somebody with FASD may be challenged by a lot of noise or light or distractions, they also, the flip side of that is that they also have these gifts in the sensory areas. And the other thing is that moonkiss.net, our website, it has been advertised a little bit, but it's not up yet. And it will be up on April 15th. And there'll also be a link on that website to information for educators and FASD commentary, because we'd like the comics to stand alone as a good, interesting story. And so that if people want to use it as an educational tool, the FASD commentary will be a free download. And before the 15th of April, we will be doing pre-sales for the books for a special friends and family price. So for taking a chance on us before you have it in your hot little hands, you'll get $6 off.
And Tamara Noctegal, is there anything else that you'd like to add to our conversation today?
Well, I just wanted to say that I think many people should read this book, because this book really proves that everybody has their own outlook on life and that some people are different, and that's just them. You're you. So we should all probably get along in this world.
Well, thank you so much to the both of you for joining us today. It was very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anne-Marie Richmond is a longtime FASD facilitator and practitioner who wrote the Moonkiss trilogy. Tamara Noctegal is the artist who illustrated the first book in the series of graphic novels. It's called Meet Evelina, and it's due out at the end of April. You can learn more about the trilogy online at moonkiss.net, a site that will be up on April 15th.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.